A top UN official has warned of signs of genocide in the Central African Republic as the country faces a new wave of ethnic violence. UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien called for more troops and police to beef up the peacekeeping mission in the strife-torn African nation. He added that over 500,000 people have so far been displaced in the Central African Republic. O'Brien, who was briefing the UN following a recent trip to the region, said the risk of a relapse into another large-scale humanitarian crisis is imminent. One of the world's poorest nations, CAR, was pitched into a war between rival militia groups back in 2013. The insecurity continues to grip swaths of the territory despite the presence of the UN mission. Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway. Mr. Stepling, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV's Top 5. Words of concern coming from the United Nations with regards to what's taking place in the Central African Republic. But the question is, will these words remain as platitudes with no action?
Well, I think they're designed as platitudes. Look, the UN plays a critical role in the manufacture of a huge propaganda narrative for the whole of Africa. There has been violence in the CAR, the DRC, Congo, Chad, for a long time, going back to the 90s, Rwanda and Uganda. The U.S. AFRICOM, the Pentagon African Command, has 36 bases in 24 countries in Africa. Why do they have them there? The numbers of private military contractors, PMCs, is almost uncountable. I mean, the number is gigantic. And mining interests, you have another UN report without mentioning Western mining interests. Banro Gold, a Canadian company, Barrick Gold, Casa Minerals, on and on and on. Those mining interests and those operations are rarely interrupted. So one wonders what exactly the UN is worried about. This violence has been nonstop. Also, the United Nations does kind of what the United States wants in terms of issuing these reports. And the U.S. Has backed Museveni and Kagame, war criminals that run massive networks of profiteering and looting and illegal taxation all over that region. So, you know, this UN report, I mean, I don't know what you do with it because it's meaningless. You can't discuss Africa without, you know, UK, US, Israeli interests and military personnel, covert and overt, that are awash in the region. I mean, they provide military training for both sides, they arm both sides in all of these conflicts, and yet, you know, the mining operations in these billion-dollar corporations are never interrupted. And that should tell you something. The average African and the artisanal miners in the region don't get rich. These